What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic, 7:01 on a Tuesday night as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock tonight. We get the double dip where I get to share the final hour of the show, 9 to 10, with Joe Torti. So I jump in on the Joe Torti show, started off with him, and it's always fun to do that. That'll be today and tomorrow. Of course, today because of the great Sal Pal football hour with Sal Pal Antonio, and tomorrow, Ron Jaworski for the Ron Jaworski show. So a 7 o'clock start time tomorrow as well. So let's get right into it as we talk about the birds. It continues the conversation about the Philadelphia Eagles, your 2-2 Philadelphia Eagles, and looking at this team and a lot of the frustration and just taking a step back, listening to everybody discuss this team and what's wrong. They're 2-2, first of all. It's not as if they're 1-3 or 0-4, like they very well could be after looking back again, seeing how these games have played out in the first four against Atlanta, Tampa Bay, Indianapolis, and Tennessee. 2-2 in the first quarter part of the season. Last season, if you go back, they did the same exact thing. They won against Washington, lost against Kansas City. Same deal here. Beat Atlanta, lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 1-1. The difference here is they almost lost that New York game in game number 3, coming away with a big win, a walk-off win, 27-24. At home against the New York Giants, that, of course, the 61-yarder from Jake Elliott to win the game for the Philadelphia Eagles. That really started it for the Philadelphia Eagles at that point. Another close one on the West Coast in Los Angeles to take on the Chargers, winning that one 26-24. Then they won again, and then they won again, and then they won again, and they kept winning to the tune of 9 in a row before they suffered their first loss since September 17th, losing at Seattle December 3rd. We know they came back and beat the Los Angeles Rams 43-35. The following week, Carson Wentz goes down with the ACL injury, beat Oakland, close, ugly one on Christmas Day, lose to the Dallas Cowboys on the regular season finale. Nobody cared, right? But they went out, they won the Super Bowl, of course, beating Atlanta, Minnesota, New England, en route to the Super Bowl. This year's team, the start mirrors it in a sense of every game has been close. Even the Atlanta game came down to the final play. Tampa Bay, they get beat up on early, but come back and respond, just could not get back close enough to win that game. Against Indianapolis in week 3, 20-16, another close one. Same deal here, should have won, did not, another close one. So you see how things can just simply change just like that. One play, one penalty, whatever it is, things change, and that could change the way you feel about your football team. Now, even if they were 3-1, winning that game, let's say 23-20, before that touchdown for Corey Davis, for Mariota to Corey Davis in overtime to walk off with that win. 23-20, we're still saying, hey, good teams, Super Bowl winning teams, they learn how to win these close games. That's what we would be saying. But Jalen Mills still has a problem there. Nelson Aguilar, he had a bad game. Defense did well. They didn't do it in the clutch like we needed them to, getting to Marcus Mariota, not allowing him to scramble in the latter part of the game to pick up a key first down to keep the drive alive. When it looked like you had things bottled up down the field, he finds grass in front of him and runs for a first down. And we see what happens. Last year, after they went 3-1, they had a tough game, not against Arizona, where they beat the brakes off of them at home, blowing them out the 34-7, but 28-23 on that Thursday night after beating the crap out of Arizona on a Thursday night. Good win, really good win. Come back home on a Monday night. Washington, extra days off, you beat them at home. San Francisco comes to town. You beat them badly. You blow out the Denver Broncos. You blow out the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. It can happen. It can happen. Did we really believe last season the 2017 Birds were going to reel off 9 straight, even at 3-1? All of the games were close. All of them. They reeled off 9 straight. They did what they did. 13-3 record for your Philadelphia Eagles last year en route to the Super Bowl. So what is different about this team right now? Why can't they do what last year's team did? And I'm not really focusing on the fact that they won the Super Bowl. It's about the regular season. Is this team that much different where we can't have confidence in them to come back and not necessarily duplicate that and go on a 9-game winning streak or a 10-game winning streak in the middle of the year and get that momentum back? But are we so far, looking so far beyond what is still in front of this football team to say they can't do what they did last year? Because I can. I do look at this team and say they're going to be fine. We're here to analyze the games as they happen. The loss to Tennessee was a bad one because you were up by 14. There were too many simple mistakes that were made that caused you to lose this game. From the coaching staff to the defensive players to the offensive players, everyone had a hand in that loss on Sunday to the Tennessee Titans. So what's missing from last year's team to this year's team where they can't? If you're looking at it, they can't do what they did last year by making a run. Or what do you look at this team and say, hey, Devon, there's nothing missing. I believe they can do that again. They can come back and duplicate what they did a season ago and get back to a football team that is feared in the NFL. You're already going to get the best because you are the best, so you're going to get the best from each team. But do you see something in them where they can pull this off again? What's different from 2017 Eagles to 2018 Eagles as we are sitting right now, week number 4, 2-2, versus last year where they were 3-1, but hey, they could have lost those games. New York, 27-24. You needed a 61-yarder for Jake Elliott. Close game. In Los Angeles against the Chargers, 26-24. Another close one. You beat the heck out of Arizona. Cool. But you go to Carolina on a short week on a Thursday night where it was a competitive game. You come away with a 28-23 victory. And again, you continue to win and win and win and win and win to the tune of 9 straight before your next loss in December to Seattle, where they just did not have it. Right? They just did not have it. But when you look at last year, you look at what's going on right now, is it too far gone where you can't look at this team and say, you know what? They can get this thing done. They can do something to put themselves back in a position to have a similar result at the end of the year, as they did last year, regular season I'm talking about, and of course, the regular season for this 2018 football team here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. What's the difference? What's the difference? What made last year's team so special that we can't look at this team and say, hey, they might have the same thing? Because we didn't know that team was special. We didn't. We knew once they went on that 9-game winning streak that they have something. They're good. They're going to end up with 12-13 wins, blow out the NFC East. No problem. No problem. But we didn't know that at the time. So now looking at this team, evaluating them, of course, as Super Bowl champions, but putting that aside for the mere fact that it's a new season. They're 2-2. They've had some problems. They've had close games. They've eked them out. Good teams find a way to do that, but they've also had two other ones where they should have won those games. Tampa Bay, maybe not because they jumped on them early, but even though Tampa jumped on them early, the next 4 series, the Philadelphia Eagles defense was fantastic. So what's different about last year's team to this year's team where you might be a little skeptical or you might call in and say, Devon, you know what? There's not much difference, and I believe that they can bounce back starting next week when they host the Minnesota Vikings at 4:25 here at the link. So 610-632-0975. I'll just run off a couple things real fast before we get back to the phones. Enzo, we got you starting things off. Everybody else, we'll get to you. Roddy McLeod, your safeties were there last year. Both McLeod and Jenkins put together a great, great duo on the back end of that Philadelphia Eagles secondary to do their job, where right now, that could be a problem. We already saw Corey Graham make a mistake. Would Roddy McLeod make that mistake? We don't know. But all we do know is Corey Graham was the backup. Yes, we saw a lot of next man up from last year stepping in. Vitae doing his thing. Nick Foles, same deal. Corey Clement for Darren Sproles. We saw it everywhere. But the first opportunity for the next man up for Roddy McLeod, Corey Graham, costs them the game on 4th and 15. Should have made that play. Next, secondary. Going into the season last year, I had my concerns about the corners. They balled out last year. One of the key reasons why they played so well, Patrick Robinson in the slot. We didn't know that was coming either. Right now, Jalen Mills and Ronald Darby have taken a step back. They're very good, we thought, but they've taken a step back. Well, we're now concerned about the corners. What do they have to do after four games? Is it time to put Sidney Jones there at that starting outside cornerback position for Jalen Mills because he hasn't performed well? Going back to the safety position with Corey Graham, is it time to move Rasul Douglas from his corner spot and put him at the safety position because we feel more comfortable with him out there, younger, faster, than Corey Graham, the veteran? Frank Wright, John DeFilippo, Doug Peterson. Yesterday we took phone calls where Doug Peterson is not the same play caller that he was a season ago. So maybe is it the fact that you don't have Frank Reich and John DeFilippo in his ear saying, no, you can't not throw the ball 50 times and only run the football 20 plus times when Jay Ajayi is 15 for 70 running the football well? Maybe he needed him in his ear on Sunday to say, hey, Doug, dial that back. Jay Ajayi's rolling. Give him the football. Wendell Smallwood is averaging 7.8 yards per carry out there. Give him the football. Strong offensive line play. You lose Jason Peters, but across the board, once they figured out that Seumalo at left guard wasn't working and they had the rotation of Warmack and Wisniewski, basically a tryout in season, in game, Wisniewski wins the spot from left to right when Vitae takes over for Jason Peters. Everything flowed fantastically from left to right on that offensive line. Right now, the quarterback, both Nick Foles and Carson Wentz, have been getting hit way too much. Way too much. They have to shore that up. And finally, Mike Wallace is hurt. We thought he was going to be a great replacement, good replacement for Torrey Smith. Torrey Smith was available for every game last season. You had consistently Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, Nelson Aguilar, Zach Ertz, Brent Celek out there in the field all season long. Even when Carson Wentz finally went down against the LA Rams in week 14, they had all of their weapons all season long. Right now, Alshon Jeffrey's just coming back. Mike Wallace is out. Torrey Smith is in Carolina. Nelson Aguilar is not himself yet. He's dropping footballs. What's the difference from the 2018 Eagles to last year's 2017 regular season team that started off 3-1, reeled off 9 straight, of course, en route to what we already know, the celebration downtown, City Hall, Super Bowl, Art Museum. We know it. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Hanging out with Joe Torti from 9 to 10 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli is producing the show. We want to ask you simply, Birds are right now 2-2. Not panicking, concerning, some things to talk about. What's the difference from last year's team, regular season-wise, to this year's team right now, where you might look at it and say, you know what, they have it, or they might not have it? Let's talk about it. 610-632-0975. We go to Quakertown right now with Enzo, starting off the show right here on 97.5. Enzo.
Hey, Devon, how are you tonight?
I'm great, man. How are you?
Everything's going well. Thank you for your optimism, because I'm not feeling it right now with the Doug Peterson.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And, you hit one of the points on the head. Basically, I would like him to write down on one of his boards that he looks at on the sideline, 0-8. 0-8 when you throw the ball 45 times or more under Carson Wentz. They have not won a game when they throw the ball 45 times or more.
Wow, I did not know that one.
That is a fact. And they were winning 17-3. They're running the ball. They get a few penalties, called back. If you gash him a couple times, they get a couple runs called back. He goes away from it. He goes away from it and goes back to what I fear is Andy Reid 2.0.
Mm-hmm. He did that. He did that, yes.
He did that, and I don't want to see that. Now, last year in Kansas City, you mentioned it on your the beginning of the show, he did that in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
What he did was he addressed it after the game. He said, hey, look, you know what? I shouldn't have done that. We're going to go back to, you know, a little bit more balance. And I don't know if that was DeFilippo or White or, you know,
Frank Reich.
Frank Reich. Yeah, in his ear, like you said. Or was that him that corrected the mistake? Because if his tendencies are those tendencies, we're going to be in for a long year.
And let's take it back. Let's take it back to that game. As you said it, I looked it up for you. 13 carries from the running backs. Darren Sproles, 10 times for 48 yards. Wendell Smallwood, 3 for 4 yards. Carson Wentz, 4 for 55. No LeGarrette Blount. That's when you remember there, Enzo. We saw him panning to the sideline. LeGarrette Blount always on the sideline just looking like, when am I going to get in the game? Right? And
you're absolutely right. You cannot panic when you're winning 17-3. And you're saying there's a fine line. He has a book called Fearless. There's a fine line between fearless and reckless. And he was reckless because the linebackers were coming unimpeded to your quarterback who's two games removed from a possibly career-ending injury that he's lucky to come back from. And they're coming unimpeded. And they are basically trying to rip his head off. And you're still calling pass plays.
And you had the lead, Enzo. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate you starting things off. You had the lead. You were up 14 points. Run the football. Now, we're not saying be conservative. Yes, be the Doug Peterson with the big-time play calls from a season ago. Be aggressive because that's what we're accustomed to now. That's what got you to that 13-3 record in the regular season, reeling off 9 straight close wins, blowouts, all of that stuff, and I'm sure in each one of those games, there was something in there where he was aggressive Doug Peterson. He did what we're used to seeing him do. And he has to continue to do it. You cannot throw the ball 50 times the way that they did against the Tennessee Titans this past Sunday in their 26-23 overtime loss. Again, 50 times, 33 for 50, sacked 4 times, so he dropped back 54, right? Dropped back 54 times, 2 touchdowns, missed a couple, got some drops, courtesy of at Nelson Aguilar, 1 big one from Zach Ertz in traffic that normally he pulls in, he snags that football. Stay aggressive. Jay Ajayi, 15 of 7 for 70. Come on, man. Come on. Wendell Smallwood, 5 for 39, a 7.8 a clip. Come on. What's missing? What's the difference from last year's team through these 4 games? Yes, it's a 16-game schedule. We know the 17-game schedule, 13-3 because of the bye week. We got it. So it is only 4 games, but we got to evaluate. We thought they would be at least 3-1 right now, not 2-2, losing to Tampa and Tennessee on the road. What's the difference in the 2 seasons during the regular season so far? 610-632-0975. A lot of things in there. A lot of things. Enzo starts off with Doug Peterson's play calling. Let's see what Dan in Collegeville has for us on 97.5. What's up, Dan?
What's up? How you doing tonight?
Good, man.
So here's one of my biggest things. The last 2 seasons, one of the things Carson Wentz was great at was extending plays. Now, just kind of watching the last 2 weeks, the reason why he's getting sacked 9 times is because he's staying in the pocket. Like, he's not moving around. I don't know if it's that he doesn't trust his knee. I think he does, but he's not moving around. I really do think that they're missing Frank Reich to kind of balance out. And it's also just inconsistent play from the offensive line. And then the defensive line not getting pressure. Like, there's just so much stuff that they were doing last season that isn't there this season. I still think they're a playoff team, but I don't think that they have the strength to take down the Los Angeles Rams. I really don't. I think they'll
get that team is good.
Second round playoffs and just on. Like, it's a shame. Everything that they were good at, third downs last year, they're not converting that well this year. I mean, it's.
Well, do you at least, you said they're a playoff team, do you at least see a foundation of them being able to at least maintain? You said they're a playoff team. That's what it's all about, Dan. Yes, they had that 9-game winning streak. They had the tough injury at the end of the season, of course, with Carson Wentz, but they went in there, got a close win against Atlanta, blew the doors off of Minnesota, and of course did what they did in the Super Bowl. It's all about getting there and staying hot when you get there, or at least get hot and then stay hot.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, they very well easily could be sitting at 4-0. Not only that, they should be sitting at 3-1, which is where they were last season.
Exactly.
But look, Carson Wentz is still a little bit rusty. They're missing the deep threat that they had last year in Torrey Smith, who, like you said, played all 16. Mike Wallace is out. Nelson Aguilar is dropping. Like, they're shaking off rust. You know, I don't know if it was their mentality to come in, we'll pick up where we left off last season and just annihilate, but they got to get their heads. They got to realize that they aren't the best team in the NFL. And if they want to be the best team in the NFL, they have to anchor down. They have to get back to Philly football, which is being aggressive in the right situations, not playing for field goals, but playing for crushing the opponents.
Yep, just like they did last year, Dan. Great call. Appreciate it. You're right. Not the best football team in the NFL right now. They have to get back to that. We already know. You're Super Bowl champions. You're going. We keep repeating ourselves, and we're going to do it until they get everything right. You're not the best team anymore. That season is over. You're 2-2 right now. The NFL best team is the LA Rams. Kansas City, right behind them. You're not the best team. You're the defending Super Bowl champions, and you're going to get the best of the opponent, but you're not the best team anymore. How do you get back to that? What's the difference between the 2 years so far, 2017 Eagles and the 2018 Eagles? 610-632-0975. Similar start to the year. 3-1 a season ago, 2-2 right now. A lot of questions from this football team through four games. 610-632-0975. What's the difference? Can they fix the problems? What made the 2017 team special? Can they get back to that and get back to being the best team, arguably, in the NFL? I'm Devon Givens. Quick break. We come right back. Two open phone lines. Then we get right back to the phones here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Marzetta and Trey in the morning starts this Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic. First topic, Eagles, Vikings. Mark Marzetta, Trey Thomas. Marzetta and Trey in the morning starts Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no-obligation, no-pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call Guida today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or check them out online at goguida.com. GUIDA.com. That's go, GUIDA.com.
Sheets, pillows, towels.
Wow, your cart is overflowing.
I love that I can save at Walmart on everything I need for surprise visits from the in-laws.
If you love to save, switch to Walmart Family Mobile. Their unlimited plans start as low as $24.88 a month, all powered by T-Mobile.
$24.88? Who knew?
See, some surprises save you money. Learn more at MyFamilyMobile.com. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Walmart Family Mobile. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Wendy's 4 for 4 is the deal you can count on every day. No catch, no strings attached, just 4 items for $4. Hence the name, 4 for 4. Choose one of 8 great options like the Double Stack, Spicy Chicken Wrap, or Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. And you get 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink. A full meal for just $4, only at Wendy's, baby. That's added value multiplied by tons of goodness. Because the 4 for 4 is what you need when you need it. So turn that car around and hit your nearest Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Meal includes 4-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and small drink. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these 3 dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Hello, King here. I speaketh on Bud Light and the tailgate. It may surprise you to learn that I actually invented the tailgate. Ask anyone. I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light at yours. You're welcome. Dilly Dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Alexa in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Alexa in the kitchen.
Count me in.
Alexa in the living room.
Excellent choice.
Alexa in the office.
Let's get started.
97.5, The Fanatic.
.729 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock. Joe Torti show starts at 9. I'll sit with him from 9 to 10 here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975 as we talk birds and the differences from last year and this year. We didn't know. We didn't know they were going to be a 13-3 team. I had them at 9-7 max. I was so wrong. This year I predicted 11-5. Tough record, but a good football team this Philadelphia Eagles squad is, and I thought that they would get off to at least a 3-1 start. Okay? At least a 3-1 start. So, hey, let's talk about it. What's the difference from 2018-2017 Philadelphia Eagles? 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. John and Gladwin on 97.5. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man.
I think it's a combination of things. No Torrey Smith. He had to loosen up the defense at least somewhat while he was there. LeGarrette Blount getting into the secondary, punishing the defense with these runs. The running game last year, I keep repeating the same things over and over, but it was huge in them winning and going to the Super Bowl. It was just huge. It helped the passing game. It helped the offense. And also, it helped the defense. And they're going to need to get back to some of that, like your other caller pointed out. When they throw the ball 50 times a game, they don't win. And that's going to continue. And I think they have to go back to running the football and wearing these teams down. That game in Tennessee was totally mismanaged by running the ball 13 times in four quarters.
No doubt about it, man. And again, we saw it in game, man. We saw it. We knew that. Listen, Jay Ajayi's running well. He's got the bag back, but he's running hard. Wendell Smallwood is getting through there. The offensive line, who wasn't having a great day pass blocking, but they seemed to get a great push. And Trey kept talking about it during the pregame show. Got to make sure you allow these guys to get juiced up. It's hot out there. Let them do what they do. Put their body on that defense. We knew the Tennessee defensive line was pretty good. Move those guys. Established the line of scrimmage. They did it, but not enough.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, they might have been on a blitz, and you run the ball, and a guy busts past the line of scrimmage and goes for a 40-yard run. You know, you don't know, but they got to get back to running the ball. They're not going to win but throwing it 50 times a game. They wouldn't have won last year doing that.
No, so, you're absolutely right.
You know, and it's hurting the defense, too, you know. I mean, that ain't the only problem there, but it ain't helping by not running the ball.
Yeah, no doubt about it, John. Good stuff, man. Thanks for the call, 610-632-0975. The offensive line itself, run blocking, they were good. Yes, they held up enough, of course, for him to throw 50 times. I mean, be out there to throw 50 times, but he took too many hits. Offensive line has to get back to being that strong, dominant offensive line that we saw, again, from left to right. We've seen too many times already this season with Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson, who we kept saying all season long, that right side, we're good. We just might have a little bit of a question from center to left from time to time. Kelsey, Wisniewski, Peters. No, it's now from center to right because of how many times we've seen Brooks and Johnson have their issues so far in this short part of the season. 610-632-0975. What's up with the birds? What's the difference between last year and that special team? We didn't know. Going to run off 9 straight, 13-3 regular season record. We had no idea, right? But are you seeing similar things? Can they get that back? What's the difference between the two squads? 610-632-0975. We're going to another John, this time in Ben Salem on 97.5. Hey, John.
Yeah, how you doing, man? Enjoy your show, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, there's a big difference between Super Bowl team Eagles and this year. Since last year, they lost a lot of good players like Robinson and Smith, Torrey Smith, and other players they lost. I mean, they're sort of soundless players. But now, what's seen the difference now is the offensive line not doing the job. The quarterback's getting a lot of hits. You can't allow that. They need to make an adjustment on the offensive line. And also, the secondary, get some trades, get some better players inside the secondaries in order to make them a better successful team this year.
Well, and that's why I brought up the fact that Patrick Robinson was key last year in the slot.
Exactly,
and right now,
exactly.
Patrick Robinson is gone, and you're still trying to figure out if Sidney Jones is a slot corner. You can't have Malcolm Jenkins up maybe as much as you would like, because now with Rodney McLeod gone, that might be an issue. And the two outside guys and Darby and Mills, they're having their problems. So the secondary does have to. Now, listen, you're not going to make any trades. It's all about what you have right now. It's about stepping
about,
up and playing
what about
better.
Douglas?
What about Douglas?
Yeah,
I don't know because we only see him from time to time, John.
He's
I have no
good.
Idea.
I think he's pretty good.
When he's in there, yeah.
Yeah. You should take somebody's place. Sit down Mills or Darby and play something with somebody else. I bet they'll do like a little juice difference.
Yeah, man, listen. I don't know. And I like Douglas. Thanks for the call, John. I like Rasul Douglas. Just like everyone else does, I like him too. Okay? But I have no idea if he can be an every down corner. The way that they used Davante Maddox in the middle of the field basically as the safety on that play this past Sunday when Corey Davis got the winning game when he touchdown, maybe Rasul Douglas could have had more range. I don't know, but they like the speed of Maddox possibly better than Rasul Douglas, so that's why they had him there. But the height would have definitely come into play for that jump ball that Marcus Mariota tossed up there for Corey Davis to go up to win at the top of that route. 610-632-0975. Real fast on Twitter, Fran says, at Fran Greiser 1, Jernigan Blount. So Tim Jernigan, remember, guys, before he got the contract and before the injury really took a toll on him, Tim Jernigan was a beast next to Fletcher Cox in the middle of that defensive line. And we didn't know that Chris Long was going to be as effective as he was. We didn't know that even though Vinnie Curry wasn't getting sacks, that he was still going to be getting those quarterback hurries that were so key and vital to what they were doing. We didn't know that Bo Allen, even though we knew that he was a good rotational guy, would play that well. Or Destiny Vaio. Yes, the defensive front was said to be one of the best, but we didn't know. There were a lot of things we didn't know that we have a better sense of knowing right now with this current football team. That when you look at it and you say, okay, but what's the difference from last year? A lot of the same pieces. Michael Bennett is better than Vinnie Curry. Haloti Ngata and Bo Allen, you can at least say they're the same player, if not better, a tad bit better for Haloti Ngata. Or maybe you give that edge to Bo Allen because he's a bit younger, right? Derek Barnett, he's better than Vinnie Curry. He's had another year under his belt. You see how well he's playing. But then you get to the secondary and they have the issues. You have Rodney McLeod now out for the season. Corey Graham in there. Who's the backup? Corey Graham. Now we're talking about moving corners out to safety because we don't trust Corey Graham. 610-632-0975. And look, I like LeGarrette Blount too, and I think he would have worked here, but I'm not upset that he's not here, because if Darren Sproles is healthy, and right now he has not been, with Jay Ajayi and Corey Clement, I don't think any of us really predicted that all three of these guys would be banged up so early in the season where it would affect their playing time. Each of them missing a game. Each of them missing a game. Back to it on the phones. Patrick and Freehold on 97.5. What's up, Pat?
Hey, man. What's up, man?
What's going on? Thank you so much.
First of all, to answer your question, the difference, I mean, we started the season with Foles. And to be honest, nobody knew what it was going to be like when Wentz came back. And I think Wentz has been lights out since he's been back. I mean, the pressure's in his face, but he's been making unbelievable throws under pressure. You know, Smallwood can't pick up the blitz for anything. I think the league knows that Smallwood can't pick up the blitz, but yet, you know, Wentz is playing. We're all scared. He came back from injury. How's he going to be? I'm not scared anymore. Wentz is back. He's playing MVP-type football. And then we just got our starting receiver back. You know,
and he was great. He was great.
And, he played great. So I see a lot of positives. Like two games in with our starting quarterback back. Alshon just came back. You know, the only thing that scares me is, he's been hit a lot, but he's playing under that duress. If they can pick up the blitz, he's going to make a play. I'm not on third down. It's like last year when you had those third and longs or all those third down plays. You're like, all right, Wentz got this. He's going to hit. You know, he's going to hit Ertz. He's going to make a play. He's going to make a play with his feet. He's going to make first down. I always feel that we're in it when he's back there. And I think it's
going to
be okay.
Okay. I mean, listen, Pat, I agree too. I said I think they're going to be fine, but right now we analyze. That's what we do. You guys do it. You know me, Pat. As you said, I'm with you guys. I just happen to be the one that turned the mic on.
I love that they brought Jordan Matthews back too. I mean, he's not the best receiver, but the chemistry with
exactly. Wentz and, Yep. He already knows the system. You don't have to ask him to do too much. Patrick, thanks so much for the call. He's an okay blocker. Should things happen down the field with a running back or a screen play or whatever, and he can just hold up enough to make sure that the ball carry can do what they need to do to make sure they get down the field and get those yards after the catch. 610-632-0975. Quick break before we come back and talk about what's the difference between the 2018 Eagles right now at 2-2 and the 3-1 Eagles that ultimately ended the season at 13-3. Did many of you see that? No. Does that mean that this team can do a similar thing? Yes, it may not be 13, but get to 11. Get that 10. Win this division. Get hot. Get healthy enough, as healthy as you can be in the NFL at that time of the season, and getting ready for the postseason. 610-632-0975. Tyler Zuli behind the glass. I'm Devon Gibbons right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. And Anthony's back.
Sounds good.
Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertedis. Middays as part of the Fanatics new fall lineup starting Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, I talk about my lawn a lot because it's important that it looks good year-round. The summer takes a toll on a lawn. The baking sun makes the grass dormant so it doesn't grow as green and fast. And the ridiculous rain we had this season makes everything grow, especially the weeds. That's why I use my guys in Natural Lawn. Fall's the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn. Aeration removes small plugs of soil to help your lawn breathe. Now, you'll notice the grass grow thicker and greener and ultimately overtake the weeds by simply having more grass than weeds. Regardless of where you live and how your lawn currently looks, Natural Lawn's limited time offer will restore your lawn's health and beauty. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. The number is 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
You've seen him on TV for years. You've heard him on the radio and see his picture nearly everywhere. And now is your chance to meet the star of pop culture. Who, you ask? It's the one and only Geico Gecko. June 30th to July 4th at Welcome America along the Benjamin Franklin Parkway. Plus, you'll get some great Geico giveaways and other great stuff. It's an experience you'll never forget. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Why isn't a burger cheaper when you ask for no onions? I don't want them. So shouldn't you deduct the price of the onions? Right? Otherwise, I'm paying for the onions, but I'm not receiving any onions.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Whether you're starting a college fund, planning to update the kitchen one day, or setting money aside to retire, it pays to plan ahead. And now's a perfect time to start saving for a brighter future for you and your family at Univest. For a limited time, open a 13-month, 2.25% annual percentage yield CD online today. Visit univest.net/CDs for details. Univest Bank, financial solutions for your life. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the revolution. A global movement to transform the human body into a disease-fighting machine. Our immune systems fortified. Our immune cells retrained to hunt down and destroy deadly diseases. And today at Penn Medicine, we have dozens of new therapies in hundreds of clinical trials. All dedicated to the day when the body can shake Parkinson's, when Alzheimer's is a memory, when millions of people destroy cancer each year, instead of the other way around. This is no mere battle. This is not even medicine as we know it. This is a revolution. Long live the immuno revolution. Now rising at Penn Medicine. Learn more at immunorevolution.org.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Join the Fanatic in supporting Fashion Touchdown 2018 as Philadelphia players trade football for fashion to support Big Brothers Big Sisters Independence Region. Tickets on sale now for this fashion runway event with Nicole Miller's Women's Collection and Men's Fashion and Accessories by Damari Seville. Fashion Touchdown 2018 presented by Marone Law Firm will take place at the Fillmore Philadelphia on November 5th. Tickets available at fashiontouchdown.org.
Voted best sports talk station by you. 97.5, The Fanatic.
746, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. Tyler Zuli producing the show. We'll hear from him in the 8 o'clock hour and get his thoughts on the difference. 2017 Birds, there was something special about them, but we didn't know that even when they were 3-1. Get the Jake Elliott field goal, close game. Go on the road, beat the Chargers in L.A., tough game. Even though all the Eagle fans went out there and turned that into Lincoln Financial Field, West Coast. Tough game, close game. But they found a way to win those. So far, they have not found that way to win those. What's different? Specialness that happened last year, it's in the way right now. Something's not right. Are we looking at it too much? Yes, again, it's 2-2. They're fine. We think Minnesota on Sunday at the Link, 4:25 kickoff. They're fine. I think they're going to be good as well. But this is a tough schedule. And last season, you weren't the Super Bowl champions. There weren't as many expectations, which I know Spider wants to talk about. So that's the difference. And we'll hear from Spider in a second. 610-632-0975. My bad, Spider. I kind of stole your thing, but I'll let you explain it. Let's go to Rob in Willingboro next on the Fanatic. Hey, Rob.
Yeah, how you doing? I see a number of differences. First of all, the coach, the quality of the plays that the coaches are calling seems to be lacking. They really missed Frank Reich, and they missed DeFilippo. You can see it right away. The secondary don't seem to be coached up the way they need to be coached up. There are guys out there not really talking to each other. You can see it with that 4th and 15 with Corey Graham. Just come on, 4th and 15.
Come on, man.
This will be getting off the field, and they're not getting off the field. I mean, if the defense, look, they're trying to do their job, but they're still not putting enough pressure to get to the quarterback. So Schwartz, he's just not a good defensive coordinator to me. I know they won the game, but you look at the points that the other team score on the Eagles defense. We just happened to outscore everybody last year. We had an outstanding offense, and we're able to win those games. When you score 33 points, New England scored 33 points in that game last year in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It was our offense that really won that game, not the defense.
Oh, absolutely. Defense was terrible, but the defense against Atlanta, superb. The defense against Minnesota in the divisional and conference championship games, respectively, they were fantastic. And during that stretch there, Rob, they had that 9-game winning streak. Again, defense came up big in that 34-7 beatdown of Arizona. Defense stepped up big in that Carolina game on that Thursday night. Carson Wentz was great, and they got the offensive production. But let's remember, Rob, that's when Michael Kendricks had 15 tackles. Nigel Bradham had 10 tackles, and he was like a bone crusher in that game after Jordan Hicks got hurt. And then you go to Washington. They give up 24, but cool. Okay. Then you go to San Francisco, 33.
We no longer have Michael Kendricks now. That's another problem.
Yeah, but you have
Hicks.
Don't
have some of those.
They didn't have them. They didn't have them for a long period of time either last year, Rob. So they had to make sure. Thanks for the call, man. They had to make sure that they did what they needed to do with the personnel that they had. So you figure Hicks and Bradham this year is good enough. It should be good enough with the mixture of Jerry and Grugier Hill. You haven't heard anything from them since the Atlanta game. 610-632-0975. And in terms of the cornerbacks playing the way that they did, as Rob just pointed out, Corey Unlin does a good job with the corners. He does. I can't blame him if Jalen Mills gets beat on a pump fake double move type of deal. I can't. I'm sure he teaches it well. They say Jim Schwartz loves Jalen Mills. Loves the competitiveness, the fire, the toughness, right? He's aggressive. Sometimes that aggressiveness can bite you if you bite too hard on that little tiny fake. Just enough of them. That's all they need. And then you get bit. 610-632-0975. Maybe they do miss Patrick Robinson a little more than we thought. Spider in South Philly. Spider, my bad. Expectations have changed, my man. You're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man, it's good. Devon, it ain't about nothing, bro. But yeah, man, the expectations have changed. So it's probably a little bit more extra weight on those guys because they know people expecting stuff from them. Then we also got to realize it's a slight roster change, which happened with every team every year. And then missing them two offensive coaches is a different message being put into Carson in them air right now. So all that's the biggest difference in our teams right now, bro.
Yeah, and it's funny when you say that. Before you talked about the slight change in the roster, and you also said the expectation being a different. You come in as a Super Bowl champ, you're going to get the best. Are they playing? Now, I'm not even going to say the players playing tight. Would you say maybe the head coaching or the play calling there is a little bit tighter?
Especially on defense, bro, because there's no way he was supposed to be in a Hail Mary prevent defense on 4th and 15. If he gets that stop, the game is over, man. And I strictly blame Jim Schwartz for us losing that game.
And I was cool when I saw the line. I'm like, okay, they're only allowing them to get the short stuff. They're going to have to beat them over the top, get the short stuff. But you know better than that, Corey Graham. You're a veteran in this league.
15 yards.
Bro, I mean, come on. Oh, man, you just look right back at it.
I couldn't believe it.
On the sideline, no less. Let me throw it to the side, and I can stop the clock.
Exactly. He was just sitting there looking like he didn't know what was going on, man.
Man.
Let's get rid of Corey Graham. Let's trade him the second round pick and get Le'Veon.
And get Le'Veon Bell. I hear you, man. Spider, good hearing from you as always, man. 610-632-0975. I still can't believe. I know all of us, we cannot believe Corey Graham did that. Cannot believe it. Now, he said it himself. He couldn't believe he did it. But still, you did it. That game was in the books, 4th and 15. They had their own penalty, backed themselves up, and they give that it up. Oh, man. Now I'm just thinking back to the game saying, you know what? Now I'm annoyed. Let's go to Sean. Maybe we talk about something different. Sean in Roxborough on 97.5. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good, man. Good. I was so good until Spider brought up that 4th and 15.
Yeah, he kind of stole a little bit of my thunder, too, but I want to kind of sort of elaborate. I think the difference between 2017 and 2018 is the pressure. And if we take it all the way back to the beginning of the season, you know, we really didn't have high expectations of the team. Doug Peterson was rated the worst coach. Mm-hmm. He was playing with house money a little bit. I mean, the whole season, they were kind of playing with house money. You know, that 61-yard field goal. If he misses that, it's not that big of a deal. It's 61 yards. You know, we don't expect the kicker to hit a 60-plus-yard field goal.
Yep.
And then you
and remember they lost that momentum in that game against the Giants that game.
Yeah, yeah. And you lose Jason Peters and you go down to Carolina on the road short week Thursday night. No one expects them to win that game. That's house money. Carson Wentz goes down, you know, no less pressure. Underdogs throughout the playoffs, less pressure. So I think the pressure is definitely the major difference.
You think it's getting to
between the 2017 and 2018. Now there's a ton of pressure on them. Because the expectations are so high.
Interesting. You think it's getting to him. Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, listen, it could be. And I'm trying not to think that that's the case, but that might very well be the case, man.
Right. But sort of put a positive spin on it. We think back to Kansas City last year. He didn't throw the ball at all. They were saying, run the ball. And he listened. And he got back to his run game. And it was right after that Kansas City game that they went on that big run and started breaking off win after win. So I think if we look at this game, this past game is the Kansas City game of the 2018 season. And maybe, you know, we do have that long run in us and can get into the playoffs and make some noise and hopefully, you know, win it all again.
Well, let's hope that happens, Sean. I think they can. Thanks for the call. Bounce back. Put themselves in a position to, again, get hot at the right time and do what they need to do as they get ready to try to make this run and turn and right their wrongs. Right their wrongs, get back at it, and be the football team that most of us thought in this area would be. Some even said, and I know one, I'm not even going to bring him up, said they're not even going to make the playoffs. He's a regular caller, not going to bring it up, said they wouldn't even make the playoffs. And right now, I mean, I disagree with him still, but he can probably talk about how they are doing what they do to make themselves miss the playoffs. 610-632-0975. The differences in the 2017-2018 Philadelphia Eagles, and do you still have that same feel about this team as you did last year's team, which turned out to be a special one. 610-632-0975. We had a full board. We got some open lines now right here. Get the Warren and Eric on the other side here on the Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Download the new Fanatic app now. You'll need it for your chance to win $1,000 in the 97.5 The Fanatic Big Green Giveaway 2.
We know that replacing your home's windows and doors can seem overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. Let the experts at Springhouse Window and Door in Springhouse, Malvern, or Hokesson guide you.
Homeowners who value design, quality, and energy efficiency turn their trust to Marvin Windows and Doors. Whether you're replacing or remodeling, choose Marvin or Integrity for Marvin, made with Ultrex fiberglass. You'll find the perfect selection of styles built to the highest standards of quality. With an unparalleled level of support, you can feel confident knowing you're making the right choice. Visit your independent Marvin dealer, where selecting your windows and doors has never been easier.
Springhouse Window and Door knows that trust is key when replacing your windows and doors. That's why we offer Marvin Windows and Doors and Integrity from Marvin. Visit GoSpringhouse.com and get $500 off the installation of Marvin windows or doors. Limited time only. Ask for details. HIC number PA006172.
Copays, codes, coupons. Searching for savings on prescriptions is so complex, it's like you need a doctorate degree. Fortunately, CVS Pharmacy employs thousands who have one. Our pharmacists. Plus, we built a proprietary search tool to help them find you savings on prescriptions. You don't need to know all of that complicated stuff. You just need to know someone who does. Your friendly doctor of pharmacy at your local CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Ask pharmacist for details.
Sheets, pillows, towels.
Wow, your card is overflowing.
I love that I can save at Walmart on everything I need for surprise visits from the in-laws.
If you love to save, switch to Walmart Family Mobile. Their unlimited plans start as low as $24.88 a month. All powered by T-Mobile.
$24.88? Who knew?
See, some surprises save you money. Learn more at MyFamilyMobile.com. Get everything you love about Walmart and mobile. Walmart Family Mobile. Always refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at MyFamilyMobile.com.
Whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Wendy's 4 for 4 is the deal you can count on every day. No catch, no strings attached, just 4 items for $4. Hence the name, 4 for 4. Choose one of 8 great options like the Double Stack, Spicy Chicken Wrap, or Junior Bacon Cheeseburger. And you get 4 nuggets, fries, and a drink. A full meal for just $4, only at Wendy's, baby. That's added value multiplied by tons of goodness. Because the 4 for 4 is what you need when you need it. So turn that car around and hit your nearest Wendy's today.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Meal includes 4-piece chicken nuggets, small fries, and small drink. Offer not valid in Alaska and Hawaii.
Today's the day to get motivated, to be inspired, to start listening. And now with Audible, for just $14.95 a month, you get any audiobook of your choice and 2 Audible originals. Plus, for the first time ever, exclusive fitness and wellness programs, all included with your membership. And if you don't like a book, exchange it at any time. So make today the day you start listening to Audible. Start your 30-day trial and get your first audiobook for free at audible.com.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
We're world champions, man.
We're on champions.
We're world champions.
Ford's voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
This is our new norm. That's what Doug Peterson just said. Of course, we heard it during the Super Bowl extravaganza, the parade, the celebration. This is our new norm. Well, gotta get back on it for it to be the new norm. Devon Givens broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. It is 8:02 on a Tuesday night. Getting ready for Joe Torty to step in here at 9 o'clock. I'll be hanging with him from 9 to 10 right here on The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli, we'll hear from him shortly and get his thoughts on the difference in the 2017 Eagles and the 2018 Eagles, and why this team just doesn't have that same feel that we got going towards the end of the season where they were just rolling. Nine in a row. Losing Seattle. Beat the Rams. Come back again. Play the Oakland Raiders on Christmas Day. You get that W. Even though it was hard work, you got the W. Dallas, you didn't care, but they picked it up in the playoffs. Defense was fantastic throughout the NFC games, both against the Falcons here at the Link and the Minnesota Vikings at the Link. We know that they gave up a lot to Tom Brady in the Super Bowl, but it didn't matter because you got the trophy, right? It did not matter. We don't even look back anymore and say how awful they were in the Super Bowl because the offense was that good. They went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady, did Nick Foles, and they won, right? Okay, but that team that a lot of people had confidence in that playoff run before they got there, that was a team that was 3-1. Close games, similar to right now. 2018 Birds, close games. Unfortunately, they are 2-2 instead of 3-1. And again, had they beat the Tennessee Titans, we would still be saying, all right, they eked out another close one. It was too close for comfort. They have to shore up some things. The corners need to be better, right? The offensive line needs to be better. You have to contain Marcus Mariota for those few times. You have to do certain things. Doug Peterson, Jim Schwartz, where are you when we need you? You have to be better, even if they had won that game. So we're doing the right thing by talking about it, but I just wanted to ask you guys, there was a different feel about that team that we did not know it at the time. But right now, there's that feel where we're a little unsettled, a little uncomfortable with who they are at this 2-2 stage. I still think they'll be fine. However, it needs to be discussed. 610-632-0975. Real fast, at Swizz Marvel on Twitter. Clizzy says, the energy, the spirit. Last year's team took all criticism, all controversy, and all the hate and turned it into a drive that we rode all year. It's just missing so far this season. We basically got the same squad, minus a few players and coaches, but we should be better. That again, at Swizz Marvel on Twitter, listening and show, contributing through social media. Of course, thanks so much. Is it just that? Is it the energy, the spirit, the drive? Or is it that, hey, got that pressure on your back right now? Got that pressure. It's coming for you. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Warren in Cherry Hill. Thanks for hanging on, Warren.
It's funny how people sit to go, yeah, championship will give you a little of a leeway. People won't be as much. It's real simple to me. You mentioned a guy's name that I haven't heard in 6 weeks. Jerrigan, he absolutely helped that defensive line.
He sure did.
Having had him, let me ask you something. The most important spot in all of sports is the quarterback. So when you had Nick Foles and Wentz in training camp, splitting Wentz, it wasn't helping either one of them. Nick Foles didn't get the time. Carson Wentz didn't have the time. So Nick Foles wasn't ready. Now, for anyone to think Carson Wentz should step in the field, I feel funny when I hear, well, he's not escaping. Well, he's not making plays. You've got to understand, it's going to be 3, 4, maybe even 5 weeks before Carson's Wentz is Carson Wentz. Because right now, he's nowhere near that.
I agree. So and Warren, the one thing that I said after the game that they had when he came back against Indianapolis, I said, people were pointing out, as you just said, that he was back. He was Carson Wentz. I said, listen, he was good for him coming back and not playing football in 9 months, but he wasn't Carson Wentz because Carson Wentz doesn't get chased down by a linebacker or a defensive lineman. Carson Wentz did that in back-to-back games where we've seen him get enough escapability, enough space between those defenders and pick up some extra yardage. That's not him yet, and you're right, it's going to take some time. Others need to step up.
Here's the difference, and it's funny, but it's easy. When you listen, you talk to a lot of pro athletes, it's such a fine line at that level between great and just eh. And the littlest things, whether it's your belief in each other, for God's sakes, it's 4 weeks in. No, we're not the best team right now. No, we might not be a Super Bowl team. Stop jumping off the ledges. We've got a team. It's funny. Good teams, when they score 40, they only give up 38. When they score 10, they give up 9. Bad teams, when they score 30, give up 34. It's what we're doing right now. We don't have the defense. Defense is not the name of the NFL anymore.
It's the offense. You're right.
Your offense is missing weapons. Yep. And the most important player in your team, who was the MVP of the National Football League last year, he's no better than, I don't know, a Marcus. It's just, it's ridiculous to think that. But I got to tell you one thing that bothers me.
Okay.
Eagles used to feast on one-dimensional teams. Marcus Mariota,
yes.
If you told me that he was going to throw for 350 yards, I'd have given you 21-1 odds. It's ridiculous how they couldn't scheme for that guy and they let him get like
that. Yeah, he beat them down, Warren. Thanks for the call, man. Great stuff, man. He's got Warren hype again. He got Warren hype. 610-632-0975. They do. They have to get back. He can do what he can do, Carson Wentz. And he had a good game. 33-50, of course. Too many passing attempts. 348 yards. 2 touchdowns. Can't escape yet. Right? He's being run down. He doesn't get run down. It's going to take some time. Others have to step up. So therefore, you lean on Jay Ajayi, even with the fractured back. You give him the ball. If you don't want to give him 20 carries, and you see Wendell Smallwood is carrying the ball pretty well, 7.8 yards a tote, maybe, just maybe, you saw Josh Adams play okay, 6 for 30 against the Indianapolis Colts. Give him a couple. Give him a couple. They ran between the tackles a lot, not on the edge. Run the football. You could have probably thought that they would have run 10 more times. So between your two running backs, Jay Ajayi, Wendell Smallwood, 20 carries for 119 yards. Okay? 109, sorry. Come on. Run the football. Take down that 50-40. 610-632-0975. We'll hear from Tyler in a minute. Let's go to Eric in West Oak Lane on 97.5. What's up, E?
What's going on, Devon? The best basketball man in the city.
My man, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Before I get to my point, how's Mikhail liking Phoenix?
Oh, he loves it, man. Loves Phoenix. Last time I talked to him, it was funny because we were talking about the Rams. They were on TV, and I'm like, yo, this team is good. And he was laughing at me. I know. Now, he's doing well out there. They had a game last night, his first game, and it's exciting. You know, my family, they said they're going to go out there at some point, I think November. I'm probably going to have to, I got to look at the schedule and see when my Sixers and Suns schedule now conflicts where I can make my way out there. E, thanks for asking, man.
No problem. All right, before I get into it, I think what's going on this year, you asked what's the difference between this year and last year. Last year, we were punching people in the mouth. This year, it seemed like we're waiting to get punched before you respond.
Got you.
And I think that comes now, obviously, us as fans and everybody. Like, it's easy to say, oh, we're to hunt it. But we have to understand where the hunt is. So we're getting everybody's A game, regardless if they 0-10 or 3-1. It doesn't matter. So I think it's all an adjustment. It's easy to say, but, you know, that's what makes New England like, you know, New England. Because they know every year they're getting everybody's best shot, and they don't care.
No, they don't. They don't. They get punched in the mouth, and they say, you know what? We're going to punch you in the mouth first. Even if it's in your place, we're going to hit you in the mouth. We're going to make you respond and see if you're up for the challenge.
Exactly.
And right now, you're right. Coming out in that first series against Tennessee, they did not. Right?
Yeah,
first of all, the defense couldn't even stop them. They should have scored a touchdown, E. Right?
Exactly.
Marcus Mariota, and they had so many drops where they should have scored a touchdown. They got a field goal. The Eagles come back. They take a 14-point lead, and we know the whole bit. But then they allowed themselves to be kicked in the face. They didn't get pushed, and they got kicked in the face. And all of a sudden, they started playing back. They started
getting beat. They have to go back to punching teams in the mouth like last year. Now, one thing that's given me solace, I took a look back because I was wondering, how many teams have struggled after winning the Super Bowl for the first year? Obviously, New England didn't make the Super Bowl first year they won it back in, I guess, 2002. But this team reminds me of the Seahawks team. In 2014, they started off 3-3. And I remember because I have a couple friends who are Seahawks fans, and they were like, oh, this team was a fluke. They don't have it. They this, they that. Now, obviously, we all know how that season ended. Malcolm Butler interception in the end zone. But, you know, they won 9 out of their last 10 games, and they did it convincingly.
See, yeah. This now, I, about this team getting hot.
Before this season started, I said the Eagles will be 12-4.
I gave them 11-5. Okay, you said 12-4. I gave them 11-5.
Well, you know, any game, the only game I really had trepidation about is the Rams game.
Yeah.
But after seeing their defense against Minnesota, I think once Carson will definitely be healthy by week 14. And I think everybody should be back to normal. I just think it takes time. And, you know, we used to talk all the time, oh, the Eagles win one Super Bowl, they could suck for 5 years. Obviously, that's not the case. We won that second championship just like everybody else.
Oh, no doubt. Expectations change. It was all about, hey, give me one, and you can have 10 losing seasons in a row.
Exactly.
Not anymore. By the way, E, basketball is back, man.
I can't wait.
I know you can't. E, I will talk to you soon, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Bill wants to talk about Markelle Fultz, too. That's pretty cool. I love to do that. No doubt about it. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens, again, hanging out with you until 10 o'clock tonight. I get to share the mic with Joe Torti from 9 to 10 at the start of his show. Tyler Zuli is behind the glass. We're talking about the Birds. If you're just joining in, talking about the Birds. And I'm not panicking. I'm analyzing off of what we've seen through four, especially after the 26-23 loss to the Tennessee Titans. I'm not panicking, but I am analyzing. And they should not have lost that game. And it only makes me think back to 2017 where they had similar type of games but found ways to pull the games out. So I ask you guys, what's the difference from last year and this year? We know they went on that 9-game winning streak. 9-game winning streak, winning close games but also blowing teams out. Do you feel like they still have that type of team to be able to do something similar to what they did a season ago? Not necessarily 9 in a row, okay? But maybe, as Eric just pointed out, 9 of 10 that the Seattle Seahawks won going into the playoffs where they were hot. If the Eagles can, again, first of all, just win the division. Win the division, take care of your division opponents, okay? Then make sure you win those other winnable games that are on your schedule. Beat Carolina when you need to beat Carolina. You're going to have a tough game against the Rams. Knock that Rams team off. You heard Tyrone Johnson during Mike's show say he thinks they're going to beat the Rams. I still look at them as a 10 to 11 win team. However, they got the attention of the league. You're going to get it. Corey Davis talked about it. You're going to get, we know they were Super Bowl champions, but that was last year. This is a new team. So they don't forget that they were the champions, but they're not letting that hang over them as they play the Philadelphia Eagles. They're going to come after them and get that win. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again with you until 10 o'clock here on the Fanatic Talking Birds. What are the differences? Right now, no Rodney McLeod. You had a nice group of great things going with your secondary, the great duo of McLeod and Jenkins. consistently week after week for the Birds, you've already lost Roddy McLeod. And so far in one game missing him, it may have cost you Corey Graham giving up the 4th and 15, the big play for the first down in the fourth quarter. Then, Patrick Robinson, great in the slot. And again, something else we did not know. But nothing yet positively has stood out to say, oh, we didn't know that. It's just all been status quo things and some things that we look back at and say, oh my goodness, come on, we got to do better than that. Jalen Mills, Ronald Darby, play better. Frank Wright, John DeFilippo, not there. Not there. Were they in the ear of Doug Peterson a season ago? Doug, we're passing too much. Run the ball. You see what we did in Kansas City. Run the rock. Can't have Carson throwing the football 50 times when our running backs are getting good yards in the 20 carries that we have. Okay? 20 for 109. Strong offensive line play. It's not consistent enough. It's just not. The one guy we knew we can count on last season, Lane Johnson, he's been suspect the last 2 weeks, has to get it back. And the deep ball, the vertical game, while it wasn't necessarily in the completions, it was the threat of Torrey Smith going down the field. Mike Wallace was supposed to be that, out with the broken leg. No Mac Hollins. You don't have that. You've seen a little bit of them taking the shots with Al Aguilar as the deep vertical receiver for them. But he's dropping the football. Catch the football. Take shots down the field. Run the football. And that allows a lot of play action to happen for you. 610-632-0975. The differences. What is the difference from last year's Birds team to this year's team right now? That last year's team was special. We're not seeing any specialness yet with this 2018 squad. Alex in Frankfurt has been hanging on a bit. Let's get to him next on the Fanatic. What's up, Alex?
Good evening, my man Sugar D.
What's up, man?
How are you?
Good, good.
I'm glad your cousin's doing good in Phoenix.
Thank you.
More power, much more power to him.
Thank you.
What I mean?
Representing that purple and orange, man.
Yeah, I know that. Listen, please. I was talking to Tyler, right? Please talk me off the ledge, man. I'm getting close to the ledge, man. I'm about to like do a swan dive almost, man.
It's not time. Not time for off the ledge yet.
What the heck is up? I'm like,
no, stand on the ledge and ask questions, but don't jump off yet. You're good. Ask questions. What is going? Hey, Lane Johnson, Brandon Brooks. What's the problem? What's going on, Aguilar? Why are you not catching the football? These are the questions you need to be asking them while you're standing on that ledge.
You said it. Run the rock, man. If it's working, it's working. Until it, you know, like stops working, then you switch.
Yes, because
you know, I'm like,
if you're having the problems, Alex, passing the football, and listen, he was 33 for 50, I got it. If you throw 50 times, you should complete 30-plus passes, right? But if you're doing that, if your running game is effective, they're going to back off a little bit. I mean, are they going to come closer to the line of scrimmage to try to stop Jay Ajayi and Wendell Smallwood and Josh Adams? That's what they're going to do. And what is that going to now do? Allow your tight ends to be the tight end, the two tight end set that we thought they were, that we saw against the Indianapolis Colts. And yes, Alshon Jeffrey got off, but maybe it gives you a little more room for Nelson Aguilar to then go to work.
This is true. I mean, he shouldn't have to throw that many times. I mean, really, like you said, the run-pass ratio, that was way off. And I've always been a person of balance. You know, that was way like too much of one thing and not enough of the other.
Balance, Alex. And listen, man, you always balance out the show. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, man. We'll hear from you soon. 610-632-0975. It's just, come on, man. It's simple. We've seen it. They're smarter than I am. They know this stuff. They saw something. They said, all right, but they panicked and they had to throw the football. You were never losing. What, because you were down 20 to 16? So what? 610-632-0975. If you run the football, maybe you wouldn't have gotten down to 20. You are 14 points. My goodness. I am talking people off the ledge. Let's get some balance from Bill in Springfield on 97.5. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Devon, what's happening, man? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it, man.
Hey, so, yeah, I mean,
it's tough to follow up on, you know, your man E, it was making some great points. Running the ball, though, I mean, that, for me, it's like any able body on the, you know, available should be running the ball. Like I don't understand how.
Where was Josh Adams this week? Where was Josh Adams?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't understand where Carson Wentz come back, right? So on the offensive side, it's a lot of new pieces. There's a lot of injuries involved. The preseason wasn't a good time to gel. It's like, okay, run the ball, have that kind of outlet, work them in slowly, right? Like, isn't that the formula?
Right, right. Yep.
So the defense, I'm not sure I understand. I mean, on that side of the ball, that's where my concern is, I think, just because, you know, it is a unit that was supposedly upgraded, right? Sidney Jones coming back. I don't understand. Yeah. Is it Tim Jernigan? Like, I don't understand where the deficiency is there. Like,
well, is it Patrick Robinson, Bill?
Right. Right.
You know, or everything just clicked maybe, Bill, last year. Well, right now they're having their issues. Now, I want to get you, give you an opportunity to get your Fultz point in. So what do you got?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So does he not look like the athletic freak that we all, that he was drafted?
Hey, man, he showed it in the games that he returned last year after the 69-game absence. Now it's just about having that confidence and taking a jumper. So when he came in, you saw that spark with the speed and the open floor, the change of the pace of the game where the defense was on his heels. They had to think, like, oh, miss, we already got to deal with Ben Simmons and Embiid. Now you got this other dude running at us the way he does. Yeah, man, it's good to see him out there. Now, if he can consistently, like I said, Bill, let me ask you this before, you know, we get to everybody else and get to break and all. Let me ask you this. I said 12 to 15 every night, but the 12 to 15 needs to have the impact on the game. And from time to time, I need to see that 20, 24 type of explosion where it also impacts the game for wins.
Dude, you're right on. I mean, I feel like that's his skill set this year.
Right now. Yes, just right now. Right, because right. I heard Mike and Tyrone talking about it, Bill. He gets to the playoffs because Mike was saying, no, I need more than that. I need more than that, but I'm going to take these steps. And once the playoffs comes, then it's okay. First of all, it's going to be his first time really playing in the playoffs, so he might be a little tentative. But if that's not the case and he steps up, now that 12 to 15 jumps from 16 to maybe 19 every night, and he's just drawing so many problems in the paint for those defenders where it's going to be a problem. And, of course, the open floor transition work.
I could not agree more. Let me ask you one last question for you. Let me go.
Yes.
What do you think of the stroke right now?
Right now, I'm okay with it because I think as the season goes on, I'm not going to pick it apart too much right now of the bad. Now, he has the case, Bill, where you see it one time and it's one way. The next time it's a little bit different, slightly different. But that's just going to come with confidence, hopefully, because they're going to make him shoot those shots. And he has to consistently rise up, Bill, and take them and make them. That's the bottom line.
I think he's the real deal, man.
So, okay.
Now, I love your show, man. I really appreciate that you're still on in the spot I expect you to be on.
Oh, thank you so much, Bill. I'm good in my spot, man. Thank you so much. 610-632-0975. Hey, we've built something in this spot. Let's keep the momentum going. Sixers are back. You know I love talking about that pre- and post-game stuff, the wraparound. Sixers and 60 with Brian Seltzer. It's all fun. Me and Tyler have already talked about a show for a week from now. All right? I love it. But we're talking birds, some Sixers right now. Get in, 610-632-0975. Differences from the 17 and 18 Eagles. Can they get that momentum back that they had in the regular season last year? And if you want to talk Sixers, I'm here until 10. Joe Torty jumps in at 9. His show right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Marzetta and Trey in the morning starts this Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic. First topic, Eagles Vikings. Mark Marzetta, Trey Thomas. Marzetta and Trey in the morning starts Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, thick green grass is more important than just the looks. The more grass you have, the fewer weeds you have. Now, my guys in natural lawn are scientists. They can explain exactly how that works. I'm not, I don't care, because I just like a lush green lawn. Hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty over the winter so it looks amazing when it comes up in the spring and then all year long. They've been helping my lawn grow at its best for years, and I continue to recommend them because their system works. Call Natural Lawn of America and get their limited time offer today. When you schedule Natural Lawn's full service program, they'll come out and seed your lawn free of charge. Just call this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Whether you're saving up for home repairs, college tuition, or to make that dream vacation home happen, it always pays to plan ahead. And right now's a great time to start saving up for all your short-term and long-term goals at Univest Bank. For a limited time, open a 59-month, 3% annual percentage yield CD online today. Visit univest.net/CDs for details. Univest Bank. Financial solutions for your life. Member FDIC.
Come to Lowe's for stylish updates for fall, like our wide range of durable 100% waterproof porcelain tiles starting at just 99 cents per square foot, or tiles with slip resistance, perfect for wet interior spaces, starting at 149 per square foot. Plus, purchase an in-home measurement by October 16 and get new floors installed by Thanksgiving. Visit Lowe's.com/floor install to see how. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Restrictions apply. Install by independent contractor. Subject to product and installer availability. See store or Lowe's.com for licensure and details. U.S. only.
The Bay Management Group brings you the coaches' quotes of the game.
Coach Doug Peterson and the Birds defense couldn't hold Tennessee down in the second half or overtime on Sunday as they suffered their second loss of the season. Peterson said, quote, "We understand where we are as a football team. Nobody is going to feel sorry for us. We don't feel sorry for ourselves. We just have to continue to work and get better," end quote. Minnesota comes to town this coming Sunday.
Bay Management Group, your premier property management company specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit BayMGMTGroup.com.
Place your legal sports bets at PlaySugarHouse.com, your home for baseball betting. PlaySugarHouse.com offers live in-game betting on every major league game in the U.S. and more exotic bets like which team will score first, which team will be ahead after three innings, will the next batter get a hit, and here's the best part. You'll earn rewards for every bet you place with our innovative loyalty program. Sign up now, and we'll match your first deposit up to $250 using one of our 12 deposit methods. More bets, better odds, more action. Place your bets at PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, you're not alone. Half of all men have ED. Get your sex life back with Gainswave at Philadelphia Urology Associates. Gainswave is a safe 20-minute medical treatment that breaks up blockages and repairs blood vessels. There are no shots or pills ever with Gainswave, and it's available at Philadelphia Urology Associates. For more info and to save $150 on your Gainswave treatment, text the word CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979. That's CURE to 797979.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
The National Brain Tumor Society invites you to take action in the fight against brain tumors and join them at the Navy Yard on October 13th for the Race for Hope Philadelphia. This family-friendly 5K timed run and walk raises funds and awareness for the brain tumor community. Visit them at RaceForHopePA.org. Register today.
sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
8:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 10 o'clock. My man Joe Torti steps in for the Joe Torti Show starting at 9, and I get to hang out with him from 9 to 10. That's always a fun hour for us, and I look forward to that again. That starts at 9 o'clock. Tyler Zuli behind the glass. 610-632-0975. Eagles conversation, 2017, 2018 Birds. The difference. What's the difference right now? We're seeing in this team 2-2, 3-1 last year. Close. Close, right? And I mean, come on, they got it. They got to get it together. They got to get together. I'm not panicking. I'm just analyzing. That's all. Just analyzing. Looking at things, looking at how they are, seeing what the problem is, seeing if they can fix things. You got some issues. No Roddy McLeod now. What are you going to do at safety, huh? Calling my guy out. Now he's out for the season, it looks like, with the MCL. Corey Graham, great play, my man. Good way to solidify that starting safety spot. Good job. Good job. Patrick Robinson. You enjoying New Orleans, I guess. You know? Enjoying New Orleans. Jalen Mills. See, this is where it would be easier. And I'm not saying Jalen Mills. Well, I know Joe. I know how Joe feels. So he might say it. But had Patrick Robinson came back, right? Come back. Got a nice five grouping at the corner position with Avante Maddox being your fifth to round out the corner. So, well, Russell Douglas and Avante Maddox. That's your six, okay? You'll be looking at, if the problems happen with Jalen Mills and they decided to pull the trigger, you would be saying, hey, Darby, you still got time over there. Jalen, we're pulling you, putting Sidney out there. We're keeping Patrick Robinson in the slot to do what he's been doing. Steady. Jalen, you can work yourself back in, but Sidney might have taken your spot. But again, we wouldn't be having this, oh, if you take Sidney out of the slot and put him outside, what are you going to do with Mills? Can you put him inside? You wouldn't have to worry about that because Patrick Robinson was there. Now, he got the big contract. You can't be mad at him or the Eagles, for that matter. It looked like he was going to come back. But once the New Orleans Saints threw that money at him, he had to take it. So, they have changes that have been made. We thought they were going to work out. As of right now, it seems like there's some problems that needs to be fixed. Close games, the same as it was a season ago with the 2017 Birds. The only difference, they're not pulling these wins out like they were a season ago. Can they get back to that? Are you concerned with that, that they cannot do that? And starting with Minnesota, you got some problems. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones. We get to Tyler as well, get his thoughts. Austin in Coatesville on 97.5. Austin.
Hey, man, what's going on, Devon? How you doing?
Good, man.
All right, so I wanted to quick pop on here and talk about one thing that I heard in a couple of different shows so far this week, and that's the difference in the running back's ability to actually throw that chip block and actually serve as like a buffer for this Eagles offensive line that everybody seems to think is so porous. You know, the big thing that you're missing is you don't have Darren Sproles, the guy who is a massive run-blocking, pass-catching running back. You don't have that outlet pass out in the flat when you need that emergency break, and you don't have that quick trip block that he was really good at providing for the team. So on top of that, you're adding in the fact that you've also lost Brent Celek and Trey Burton, who are also great members of like that jumbo package kind of situation where you can get that extra big man on the line and get that extra run block. So, you know, I see a reason why I wouldn't want to run the ball if I'm Philadelphia because, you know, you don't have that consistent run blocking that you had in previous years, and it's coming from those support players. Everybody thinks blocking comes solely from the offensive lineman, and they want to blame the line for that. But the reality is you have Dallas Goedert out on the end who's not a blocking tight end. He's a vertical threat tight end. He's going to play more like a Jordan Reed or a, you know, the kid that's in New York right now. I can't remember his name. The newer kid, the one that's old.
You talking about the tight end? You're fading out. If you're talking about the tight end, it's Evan Engram, if that's what you were saying. Austin, we're losing you, man. Thanks for the call. If it was the tight end and helping with the blocking, that's Evan Engram, and he's more of a pass catcher. He's like a wide receiver. He's an extension of the wide receivers. But I hear what you're saying, man, with the blocking from Darren Sproles. Yes, he's good at it. Corey Clement is pretty good at it. Gets run over every now and the blue moon, but not like Wendell Smallwood. Okay? He just can't pick it up for some reason. He's still. And I remember Brian Westbrook always saying, One thing Deuce Daly taught him right away. If you can't block five, you're going to be on the side. Period. Period. And if you can't block the quarterback, come on, man, you had to mix in some runs. Where's Josh Adams? He had a nice week the week before. Let these guys get loose. 610-632-0975. And Elbows Shaferi jumps in on Twitter real quick and says, you know Patrick Robinson is out for the year, right? Yes, I know that, but I'm not even talking. Listen, it might not have happened if he was here. We don't know. That stuff just happens, and maybe it would have, maybe it wouldn't. My car wouldn't have gotten hit if I wasn't visiting my mom, if I was at home. You know, who knows, right? Who knows? But those things happen. That said, what I'm pointing out is, let's say he was here and all that stuff just balanced itself out. And it would have been all good. Maybe. 610-632-0975. Offensive line needs to be better. Torrey Smith, I'm not saying Torrey Smith should have been back, but what I am saying is you don't have a deep threat outside of Nelson Aguilar, and he can't catch the ball right now. Mike in Flowertown is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Devon, how are you?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm not worried about this team.
Yeah.
You know, we were in front.
Not worried.
That we've
just
lost,
analyzing.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah, no, and I railed on these guys too many times. So I'm going to think about the coaching, you know. If we're in front and, you know, it's going down, these coaches have to step up, you know. I'm tired of blaming players, you know. And the other thing.
Well, the players got to go out there and execute. I mean, the defense is being called, and
they weren't executing. There was really no game plan. You know? And the other thing I was talking about I like Nelson on the inside. You know,
I do too. But here's what happens. Here's what they've been doing, Mike. They have had Jordan Matthews lining up outside and moving Nelson Aguilar back inside. So they have been doing it. And you saw they got the breakdown in coverage from Tennessee. Jordan Matthews gets that deep touchdown, 50-plus yards. So they have some stuff. And listen, he's had opportunities, Nelson Aguilar. He dropped a couple of footballs.
I know he did. You
so
know,
that's
but
on
he's
him.
So much better, like when he's a slot receiver on the inside, you know, and he excelled with that, you know. He went from number 17 to number 13.
Mike, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate your input tonight. 610-632-0975, man. And listen, hey. I don't know. I don't know. I think Nelson Aguilar will be fine. It's just a little hiccup. Concentration will be there, and he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I mean, come on. Nelson Aguilar will be fine. I like him in the slot, too. But they're moving him all around. They're moving him all around the field right now. He'll be fine. And maybe we might have to get some Joe Torty, like some quick thoughts, because he got a little riled up.
What are people talking about? The problem with the Eagles is they don't have Darren Sproles. When they won the Super Bowl without Darren Sproles last year, they didn't have him for the entire year. And there's no game plan.
Gotta block the quarterback. Blitz.
The coaches just decided that they were going to have like tea and crumpets during the install sessions this week.
Not a good game plan. Not a good game plan.
So Corey Graham just like guesstimated where he was supposed to be out there on the field.
He
and
did.
Was like, oh, I messed up. I wish a coach would have told me where I was supposed to be.
He did guesstimate.
What are people talking about?
He did
here?
Guesstimate. Yes, he did guesstimate, and that's why we're taking him apart. So far, 610-632-0975. We'll get to Tyler on the other side and give him some time. We got Alex. Anybody else who wants to jump in, 610-632-0975. And Elbo Shaferi jumps in and says, you're right. You know, he may not have happened here, but he is having a good time in New Orleans. Yes, he is plenty of time to spend that money on some jambalaya and everything else. You're absolutely right, my man. 610-632-0975. You never wish anybody to get hurt, but I did wish he was here right now. Devon Givens, Joe Torty at 9, right here on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Gargano is back on the Fanatic.
We're very excited to have you here.
Anthony Gargano, Jason Mertidis, the Fanatic Midday Show, starting Monday on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DO at 215-379-0444.
Hey, it's Philadelphia Eagles safety number 23, Roddy McLeod, and I need your help with something that affects all of us, cancer. It's time that we stop losing people we love to this serious disease. I'm teaming up with 97.5 The Fanatic to raise money for cancer research. I'm asking Birds fans to make a donation to the American Association for Cancer Research in any amount today to help me raise $23,000. With your donation comes automatic entry into a drawing to win the ultimate Birds fan experience, including two tickets to the Monday night game against Washington on December 3rd, field passes, and a VIP tour of the ESPN film truck. So go to 975thefanatic.com/donate and make a donation today to support cancer research. I look forward to seeing you on December 3rd, and thank you for your support.
So, join community philanthropist and American Association of Cancer Research Ambassador McLeod on his race to $23,000 for cancer research. Official contest rules are located at aacrfoundation.org. Participants must be 18 or older. Donations are greatly appreciated, although not required to enter the contest.
The IRS doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts, too. Even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So, if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative, and their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letters, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. They have an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755. 800-279-8755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month, 50% off, and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com.
Football is back, and that's only the second best news I've got. That's because FanDuel's brand new sports app is live, so you can get the premier sports betting experience you've been dreaming of, finally. FanDuel Sportsbook has all of your favorite sports and bets, spreads, money lines, and much, much more. And since it's FanDuel, you can trust that it's all 100% legit. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is only available in New Jersey. You can download the app, deposit, and check out the lines from anywhere, but you'll only be able to place those bets in the Garden State. Best Best of all, FanDuel will double your first deposit. Just use my promo code BOB, B-O-B. If you deposit $20, they'll give you another $20 to bet with, all the way up to $100, as long as you use my code BOB, B-O-B. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit FanDuel.com/NJ. That's FanDuel.com/NJ. Use my code BOB to get your bonus and start betting today. New accounts only, must wager deposit and bonus credit. Must be 21 or older, in New Jersey only. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
97.5 The Fanatic and Bud Light are rewarding football fans every single week throughout the season. Visit 97.5TheFanatic.com/contest/PhillyPhilly to enter to win a Bud Light Game Day tailgate pack, which includes a case of Bud Light, tailgate gear, and other cool Bud Light Philly Philly swag. Don't forget to visit your local distributor to pick up a case of cool Bud Light for Football Sunday. Must be 21 to enter. Drink responsibly. Philly Philly. Entertaining, informative, fun. 97.5, The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations, Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, visit clubrisque.com. 610-632-0975. What happened to the Sixers callers, by the way, Ty? There were a couple in the string, and then they went away. Sean on Twitter, at SHHarvey53. Eagles are fine. We'll make adjustments. We're beating ourselves. We're getting everyone's A game, which is fine. And we still had a chance to win those games. Not worried at all. That's Sean, SHHarvey53, on Twitter, at SuaveCapo Ramid. Problem right now is injuries and lack of adjustments in the losses. Well, they had injuries last year, too. But I'll continue. Wentz shouldn't be passing 50-plus times when the run game is doing well and you're playing with a 14-point lead in the second half. Mills should have never started the season over Sidney Jones. Okay. At Trevor Clow, Clow, K-L-O-W, Hart, that's the difference between 17 and 18. Tyler, get your thoughts before we get to Alex, John, MJ, Chris. What do you think here when it comes to the Birds and the difference 17 and 18?
I'm not looking back as much. You look at the first four games and you say, what's this, what's that comparably in the first four games? I'm looking forward, and that's what concerns me this year. There is no Arizona Cardinals. There is no rookie Mitchell Trubisky. There is no C.J. Beathard. It's the Jacksonville Jaguars. It's the Minnesota Vikings. It's, you know, you're getting the best teams because of the schedule that you play, because of your record that you ended with last year. That's the difference to me. And when you are 2-2 now, if the Eagles were 2-2 at this point last year, I still would have probably said they're going to be an 11-5, 12-4
really?
Team.
I would still be like, oh man, not 9-7. I'm giving them 8-8.
No, and I had them at 9-7 to start the year. And I think that the way that we watched them play, if they were 2-2 instead of 3-1, I still probably would have gone with like 11 wins. And I still think that this team can win 11 games this year.
I do too.
But I think the difference is you're going to have to do it against tougher opponents. And yep. You're going to have to win a Rams game. You're going to have to win a Jags game. It's not easy.
Yep. And as Sean pointed out, you're going to get everyone's A game.
Absolutely.
Period. 610-632-0975. Thank you, Tyler, as always. Appreciate it. Let's go to Alex and Voorhees on 97.5. What's up, Alex?
Hey, Devon. Love the show. Listen to you a lot.
Thank
mostly
you.
About Sixers stuff.
I'm always around for that, too.
Tyler had a great point. Coming up, all we have is difficult opponents. And to think you're going to come out of these games healthy, it's very slim. When you play the Jaguars, you come out with injuries. That's just the nature of the game.
Yeah, no doubt.
And going back to the tweet that you got about Sidney Jones, has anyone watched Sidney Jones play? Didn't he get beat on a double move?
Yes, he did.
Sharp?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, right? He's gotten beat multiple weeks for touchdowns on the inside. Why? I mean, I'm not a Jalen Mills lover. You know, he's a serviceable corner. He's not great. He's serviceable. And he's had a couple bad games. But why is everyone anointing Sidney Jones this king of the number two corner?
Well, I think it's because of the whole Jalen Mills factor, that they are tired. And they, yes, you've seen the two touchdowns for Sidney Jones, but you've seen all of the double moves and the penalties that have been assessed to Jalen Mills for his poor play at times. And people are frustrated by it. And you're looking at the second round pick before the injury that should have been a first round pick. That's what they're looking at, Alex. Now, I've said it. I can't wait to see Sidney Jones be Sidney Jones, but he hasn't been him yet. But he also probably doesn't need to be on the inside. Put him on the outside and let him work.
But he had a big injury. And then the other point
is... He's not injured now.
I want to see Avante Maddox play. I don't know why. He's a slot corner, and I feel like he's had impact when he's been on the field. He was good in preseason. I don't know why
he got beat too.
Can't play the slot.
He got beat as well, Alex. He also got beat. Now, I'm not going to put all of that on him on the game-winning touchdown, but you need to be in position, my man. I understand you're smaller. You might not get it at the high point, Alex. Thanks for the call over Corey Davis. But, I mean, come on. If you're going to do that, listen, I know he has the speed and he covers a lot of ground, but if you're going to do that, if you're asking for a corner to do it, why is it not Rasul Douglas with the height if you have a jump ball opportunity? Because they're right there near the end zone. The ball you might have an opportunity to throw the ball up. Now you're looking at a big body Rasul Douglas going up with a big body Corey Davis at that point, because he just looked like he was just towering over Avante Maddox. It was like me out there. I mean, come on. 610-632-0975. John is in Parkside. Oh, John in Parkside on 97.5. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going tonight, man?
Good, man.
Good. I just wanted to say, you know, I think there's multiple factors of why, you know, they're not playing up the potential. I mean, personnel changes, obviously, that's going to, you know, hurt.
Sure.
But that wide nine, that's something that's got figured out, for one. You know, and Peterson, he's not being as creative. Now, that could be because of personnel changes or not. I don't know. You know, but I know they better get it together, because really they should be 1-3. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they could be 1-3. It could be 0-4.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but that 1-3 is definite, because, I mean, they gained more penalty yards than they had, you know, yards from scrimmage on that game-winning drive.
Yes.
And then Aguilar steps out of bounds, what, 5-6 yards before the first down, and the refs don't even say it? I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my point, you know.
No, and
like, we should be happy we're 2-2.
No, and listen, I've said it, John. Now, I'll get to my point about me thinking what I think they're going to do going forward. So I'm going to ask you right now, how do you feel they can improve and rebound going forward now with the sense of urgency that they probably have after being the 2-2 after four?
Well, really, you know, I hate to sound old school, but, uh-oh, you know, and like I said, it doesn't sound, you know, it doesn't seem like, you know, Peterson's as creative he has, but he's got to go back to basics then.
Well,
you know, pound that rock, you know what I mean?
He had that Kansas City game where he got away from the run and then he turned things back around. So maybe after this game, knowing that he threw the ball way too many times, the fact that his quarterback is getting beat up way too much, that he does go back to that running game, and you're doing it at home against a good Minnesota team. Well, we thought they were good. They don't look like themselves either, so maybe he will figure it out, John.
Cousin kind of had our number.
Yeah, but their defense, you know, is not playing well, John.
I hear you.
You know, and you are at home. So listen, thanks for the call, man. You are at home. That's a bonus. There is the revenge factor. So they have lost basically three in a row. They've got the tie ball game and the two losses. They need a W. They're falling behind. Okay, Minnesota? Cousins plays well against the Eagles. You're absolutely right. Diggs and Thielen, they scare me. They scare me. Kyle, listen, you got a tight end that can do it. Kyle does. But, I mean, you can counter that with Ertz and Goddard. You just can. But they got to get stuff together. They have to start somewhere. So you leave the quarter part alone. You're 2-2 at the end. Okay? You're 2-2 at the end. Now you go into the next quarter. You start off at home against a good Vikings team. You know you need to win. Get this W. You make those necessary adjustments. Get out there. Beat that good football team. 610-632-0975. Every week, Tuesday and Wednesday, I get to hang out with my man, Joe Torti, from the 9 to 10 o'clock hour. And I look forward to it. And guys, you're about to get that in about 6 minutes. Joe Torti Show coming up at 9. I'm hanging out for the hour right here on The Fanatic.